Morning, boys.
Morning.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for everyone that could be here. And thank you for Jesus and help us to remain faithful until we die. Praise in Jesus' name. All right, which chapter are we in? Then Job answered and said, "Oh, that my grief were fully weighed, and my calamity laid with it on a scale, for then it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my words have been rash, and the arrows of the Almighty are within me. My spirit drinks in their poison. The terrors of God are arrayed against me. Does the wild donkey bray when it has grass, or does the ox low over its fodder? Can flavorless food be eaten without salt, or is there a taste in the white of an egg? My soul refuses to touch them. They are as loathsome food to me. Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant me the thing that I long for, that it would please God to crush me, that He would lose His hand and cut me off. Then I would still have comfort. Though in anguish I would exult, He will not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. For strength do I have, and I should hope. What strength do I have, that I should hope? And what is my end, that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh bronze? Is my help not within me, and success driven from me? To him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friends, even though he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. My brothers have dealt deceitfully like a brook, like the streams that the brooks that pass away, which are dark because of the ice, and into which the snow vanishes. When it is warm, they cease to flow. When it is hot, they vanish from their place. The paths of their way turn aside. They go nowhere and perish. The caravans of Tema look, and the travelers of Sheba hope for them. They were disappointed because they were confident. They came there and are confused. For now you are nothing. You see terror and are afraid. Did I ever say, bring something to me, or offer me a bride for me from your wealth, or deliver me from the enemy's hands, or redeem me from the hand of oppressor? Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I have erred. How forceful are right words, but what does your arguing prove? Do you intend to rebuke my words, and my speeches are a desperate one? Speeches are a desperate one? Which are as winds? Yes, you overwhelm the fatherless, and you undermine your friends. Now therefore be pleased to look upon me, for I would never lie to you, to your face. Yield now, let there be no injustice. Yes, conceive my righteousness still stand. Is there injustice on my tongue? Can my taste discern unsavory? Alright, so he was saying that, I guess they were teasing him. Got any questions? Start from Judah and go that way, back around and back to the time of the escape.
From 6:22-23. Blessed are you, a man, while you are excluded, and cast out your name and you from the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for indeed your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner their fathers did to the prophets.
Oh, it's about what happens to you if you follow Jesus, I think. Sit down on my right hand, shall I make the enemy of my
foes.
And whoever falls on the stone, this stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind into powder.
Alright.
1 Peter 3:17. For it is better if the will of God be so that he suffer for well doing than for evil doing. Mark 10:29-30. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and in the world to come everlasting life.
Matthew 10:22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved.
Exactly. Give me the last one. You don't have one?
Be brave. Against God. Okay, let's stand up with your brother and help him. Be brave. Blue letter. Whoever finds whoever loses his life for my
sake, find it.
Good boy.
Revelation 2:10. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil will throw is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Matthew 5:12.
Hear that in the back? All that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you.
There you go. What's the reference? Where's it found?
1 Peter 4:12. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yes, in all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Acts 12:2-3. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it beneath the Jews, he pursued a father to take Peter also.
Any of you boys remember verses about riches? We had that a couple weeks ago. Okay, next verse, next week's verse is about being faithful. And the older boys find verses about, which I'm talking about me and myself and others, so find verses about knowledge. Oh, and memorize the song 188 in the book.